From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian authorities say police pulled three children near death of dehydration from a van that was packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. Helmut Barban is a spokesperson for the Birkenlohe, Austria police.
We have had in the year 2014, a whole year, we had about 4,500 refugees here in Burgenland. And this year, up to the end of August, we had more than 12,000.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank on Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people may have drowned. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkey agreed last month to take on more of an active role in the fight against the IS militants. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gress said today the sentences handed down to him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi now has the opportunity to undo that injustice and pardon the three journalists. An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Gress, as well as Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy and Egyptian Bahar Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood, and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Gress returned to Australia earlier this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. The United States is among many countries who have said Egypt has unjustly imprisoned the journalist. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters flooded downtown Beirut late on Saturday as a demonstration against poor garbage collection that actually expanded into demands that Lebanon's long-standing political class step down from power. Thousands poured into a major square in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags, shouting anti-government slogans. Solidarity protests were also held in Britain and Germany. Thailand's police commissioner says investigators looking into the deadly bombing of a Hindu shrine are seeking a second man after the arrest of one suspect near Bangkok. Ron Corbin reporting that the identity of the arrested suspect is unclear, but police say he was traveling on a falsified Turkish passport.
The arrest of a man said to be in his 20s at apartments on the outskirts of Bangkok Saturday involved some 100 police and troops and came almost 2 weeks after the bombing of a Hindu shrine in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people with scores injured. At the apartment, police uncovered material for bomb-making similar to that used at the Erawan Hindu shrine on the evening of August 17. The material was also linked to a second explosion the next day at a river pier in shallow waters without causing injury. Thai Police Commissioner Somyot Pumpan Mung, at a press briefing Saturday, said the identity of the man remained unclear. The arrested man was carrying a Turkish passport, but police said his travelling papers were falsified. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice in Pakistan for talks with officials there, said to likely have on her agenda Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's efforts to negotiate peace with the Taliban. Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents marked the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton took part in a Saturday evening event. Former President George W. Bush was there Friday, and President Obama was in New Orleans on Thursday to talk about the city's resilience and its future. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu on Saturday spoke about his hometown.
The city of New Orleans clearly is on a path to a better place. But we have always said that we are not going forward if we cannot go forward together, and we will not leave anybody behind.
Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than a million displaced, and left 100,000 homes destroyed on August 29, 2005. Tropical storm Erica has weakened over Cuba after bringing death and destruction in the Caribbean to two islands, Dominica and Haiti. National Hurricane Center in Miami says that while the storm has weakened, as it passes over the Gulf of Mexico, it could become stronger. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.